I was hanging out at this party recently, and I heard this guy going around talking about how he was this big rap producer, and he was just going around and boasting and bragging. And in one of those bragging sessions, I heard him just tell somebody, "Hey, hey, why don't you try making 4 beats a day for 2 summers? What a dangerously specific challenge that is. 4 beats a day for 2 summers. That doesn't sound all that difficult. Boom, boom, ch, boom, boom. Boom, ch, boom, boom. Boom, ch, 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 boom, boom. Well, that's 3 right there, and that's just 10 seconds from a random Tuesday. I'll leave you guys with this story. I was walking around in Chinatown recently with my roommate, and we saw one of those cops that you sometimes see, like, after 9/11 that has, like, a big assault rifle and, like, a big German Shepherd with him. And my friend started taking pictures of the dog because it looked kind of crazy. And then out of nowhere, the cop gets all pissed. He's like, "How many pictures you need to take, son? Why don't you keep it moving?" And I was like, "Man, that's pretty harsh." And he goes, "Harsh? You don't know what harsh is." And I didn't say anything after that. But here are a couple of scenarios that I wish would have happened instead. So in the first scenario, I just happen to have a large brick in my hand. And I nail the guy against the head. And then for whatever reason, there are no negative consequences for that action. In the second scenario, when he goes, "You don't know what harsh is," I go, "Maybe you don't know what harsh is." And then I grab his dog and I snap its neck. Because in this scenario, I'm really strong. And then, in the final scenario, when he goes, "You don't know what harsh is," I go, "Why don't you try making 4 beats a day for 2 summers?" Thank you guys very much.